Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, the deadline passes for Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers to get a contract extension done. Bell will play the season on a one-year tag. He turned down a five-year, $70 million deal today, allegedly, as the Steelers made one last-ditch effort to sign him. And it's obviously, it would appear to me, his last year in Pittsburgh. I think that's pretty much a done deal now. He's miserable. He's upset. He's not happy. All of his talk about he's going to have his best year ever, I'll believe that when I see it. Generally, I don't believe players that tell you they're going to have a great season when they're miserable. So he is very miserable. He's been miserable, and he's been completely unhappy there because they won't give him the money he wants. But they give him more than anyone in the league. He's the highest paid running back in the league. Is he not on a tag twice in a row now? So he's the highest paid guy in the league, and that's not enough for him. So you know what? Screw him at this point. You can't make him happy. So see you later. Go play for the Raiders or somebody and see if they'll give it to you. Because, you know, Steelers are notoriously frugal. They pay what you're worth, not what you want. That's how it works in Pittsburgh. I don't know about anybody else, but I know that's how they operate, the Rooneys. They pay you what you're worth, and that's it. And it's a lot of money, and it's never enough for him. So screw him. Six ways till Sunday. I'm about done with this guy. Because we've been talking about this clown for years on this show about you just can't please him. You just can't give him enough money. And they don't trust him because he got popped for smoking dope. And it's that simple. They never trusted him. They don't trust, they never trusted Bryant. And they let him go. And they're going to let this guy go because obviously, they didn't want to go above where they went because I think they feel at the end of the day that they've done everything they can to make this guy, happy and paid, and it just doesn't work. So I think they've actually given him, the tag, and that's it. They're done with him. I think they're done offering him money. I think they're going to let him leave.
And I don't blame them. I really don't. And if the reports are true and they offered him 5 for $70 and he still don't want that, what are you looking for here? See, he's looking for 16, 17 per, getting in that area. And you know some team's going to give it to him next winter. Some team will give that to him. And that's, and like you said to me before the show, we came in here, hope that when he plays for the Steelers this year, they use him as much as possible. They run him and run him and run him.
Run him to death.
And then the next team that gives him all that stupid money, they're going to get him on the bad side.
I will bet my life that he'll fake an injury and sit out at least 3 or 4 games. And take it easy on himself because he knows that next year's where the money is.
Well, when does he ever play in the big games, right?
He doesn't play in them anyway. Now, listen, I think the guy's a great player. There's no denying it. But I will thank him for his services as he moves on to his washed-up years, right? Because his best years were in Pittsburgh. He'll never have years like that again, in my opinion. Do you agree with that or not?
I agree with you.
His best years are right now.
No doubt.
And when he moves on, he'll never be what he was now and before this.
And let's see, like he says, like he's going to have, one more big year there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.